the board.
Let's conjure up some fun, shall we?
Everyone gathers round. George angles himself into the spot beside her. He's a Yale man and a junior. Many nights she's lain awake in her bedroom imagining her future with him. Who wants to start? She asks, positioning her fingers close to his.
I will,
a boy in a ridiculous fez announces. She can't remember his name, but she's heard he has a habit of inviting girls into his rumble seat for a petting party. He closes his eyes and places his fingers on the scryer.
A question for the ages. Is the lady to my right madly in love with me?
The girls squeal and the boys laugh as the planchette slowly spells out Y-E-S.
Liar!
The lady in question scolds the heart-shaped scrying piece with its clear glass oracle.
Don't fight it, darling. I could be yours on the cheap,
the boy says. Now spirits are high. The questions grow bolder. They're drunk on gin and good times and the silly distraction of the fortune-telling. Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun?
Say, let's summon a real spirit, George challenges.
A knot of excitement and unease twists in the hostess's